Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show with stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Atul PM and here the top headlines at this hour. Indian government sets aside Rs 50,000 crore for COVID-19 vaccination. Dr. Reddy's isolates data center services after cyber attack. Bajaj Auto Q2 profit drops 19% year-on-year. Asian Paints Q2 profit flat at Rs 830 crore. Equitas Small Finance Bank IPOs fully subscribed on day 3. Let us take a quick glance at what transpired on Dalal Street today. As investors prefer to reduce their exposure in IT, banking and energy stocks amid mixed global cues, the stock market snapped its 4-day winning streak. Infosys, HDFC Bank, Reliance Industries and ICICI Bank led the fall, while some buying in Bharti Airtel, Axis Bank and Bajaj Finance capped the downside. Sensex lost nearly 149 points while Nifty ended below the 11,900 mark. Unlike blue chip indices, broader market indices outperformed. Nifty small cap rose 1% while Nifty mid cap advanced 0.62%. Sector wise, BSE Telecom, Power, Utilities and Capital Goods indices gained up to 2.53%. On the other hand, IT and BankEx each declined over 0.5%. Around 25% of companies have announced their September quarter results till date. How do the initial set of numbers look like and where they can take the market going ahead? We caught up with Vinod Nair, Head of Research, Georgit Financial Services, to try and understand the market undercurrent. Welcome to the show, Mr. Nair. Which factors took the market down today?
Profit booking is seen in major sectors like banking, pharma and IT post the recent rally. Till date, Q2 results is positive, but a lot is factored in the market. The stocks could feel the pressure in the near term given high valuations. However, optimism can continue as earnings trajectory stays in line with the estimates. Western markets are dull too, as US fiscal stimulus talks are getting further delayed and focus is drifting to the US election outcome.
Does Bajaj Auto Q2 results show any sign of revival for the sector? What is your take on the stock?
Well, the result is marginally below the street estimate and we cannot state that the volumes are suggesting a strong revival in demand, but we are seeing a bounce in demand on a QOQ basis due to pent-up demand in India and some revival in exports. This is likely to improve further in the second half of the fiscal year, supported by festivals. For a full recovery, the stock and sector will have to take another 2 to 3 quarters.
Does the ongoing earnings season give some hint for sector-specific investors?
The results till date is from blue chips and it is very positive both on a QOQ and YOY basis. The sectors like IT and banks are doing well with supportive commentary, with improvement in guidelines and buyback plans. In overall, the results is marginally above the estimate till date, leading to upgrade in earnings forecast and target of stock prices.
On the technical front, Nifty continued to show range-bound action with volatility as the session was dominated with weekly options expiry. It formed a small bullish candle on the daily chart. Market analysts see the absence of strength on either side. We caught up with Milan Vaishnav of Gemstone Equity Research and Advisory to decode the chart. What are the Nifty charts telling you after today's pause?
Today as well, and also over the last couple of days, we have seen the Nifty resisting to 12,000 levels. So if we look at the FNO data as well as a basic pattern analysis, so long as Nifty does not move past the 12,000 level, it is unlikely that we will look at any sustainable up move over the coming days. For any sustainable up move to occur, we will need to see Nifty moving past 12,000 in a very convincing and strong manner. Until and unless that happens, we will continue to see Nifty facing resistance near this point and also see some profit-taking bounce at higher levels.
What is your reading on the FNO data?
If we look at the options data, the strike of 11,800 had a maximum accumulation of the put open interest today. And this prevented the Nifty from slipping below this point. So if we analyze the options data, the data for the next week also shows that the strike of 12,000 has the maximum accumulation of the call open interest, indicating the high possibility of this level acting as a stiff resistance over the coming days, unless a tactical shift of OI happens. And if you look at the lower side, 11,500 has the highest put OI, which is followed by 11,700 level. So this means that over the coming days, we will find 12,000 continuing to act as a stiff resistance, and we may have limited upside potential unless these levels are taken out convincingly.
How do you think the market will fare on Friday?
Tomorrow session, I think it would be prudent to adopt a very high stock-specific approach. And if we talk of the sectors, I believe that FMCG, consumer non-discretionary, and other defensive stocks will show good relative strength over the next few days. And also tomorrow as well. So I think not sticking to any sector or chasing the momentum, it would be wise if we stick to basic defensive stocks like FMCG, consumer discretionary, and the ones who are having a very good relative strength. So this will show resilience in the event of any corrective moves happening.
Globally, other Asian markets ended mixed, while European markets traded higher in early days. U.S. stock futures and overseas indices wavered, with investors paying close attention to negotiations in Washington over a fresh stimulus bill. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.